Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Yann Theriault of podcasts. The gentleman in front of me is going to explain why I'm bringing up Yann in a minute. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. I'm wearing a hat. I haven't worn a hat.
It's weird to see you. You look like a child.
Yeah. No, I don't have a good face for a hat.
I don't have a good head for a hat.
I stopped wearing hats because of that, but then I realized I'm getting older. I don't have a good face without a hat. I need a new face. I think what I'm going to do right now, say I got the hat, and in 6 months, I'll always wear the hat. 6 months, I'll come back. I'll have thick hair that starts here.
You're going to Turkey.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there is Poseidon.
Yo, what's up? What is that about?
You mentioned Yann Theriault because this week we are going to Atlanta.
The ATL.
We're going to support the Canadian gangster, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, fighting the former PFL champion, last year's PFL champion. We got cage side seats. I'm super excited
about
this.
The most expensive seats in the arena.
Yeah. $500 a seat. Like they're not crazy expensive, but compared to UFC.
Yeah, compared to UFC.
But you know, it's still expensive enough. And so we're going, a group of us, and then I get a call yesterday from Yann. And he's like, "I haven't got my passport yet." I was like, "Yeah, so go get it."
Yeah.
There's something on the website that says if you go, they give it to you.
If you got proof that you got to go somewhere.
Proof. So I was like, show up and with proof. And he goes, "Nah, I'm just going to cancel.
The line's too long."
Yeah, he was like, "It's going to be too long." And then he hung up. And I was like, "Oh, you motherfucker." So I Googled. I sent him the address. I was like, "Look, go. You told me it's a super long lineup. It's a 3-hour lineup. Download 2 movies."
Yeah.
Or fucking download a series.
An audiobook.
Yeah, an audiobook. Or fucking just answer emails or do whatever. Like 3 hours isn't the end.
Make the people
of the world
in front of you uncomfortable so the line is only 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Pornhub without headphones.
There are strategies, my friends.
But no, so then he was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm going to go to Trois-Rivières." So I'm like, okay. And then I Google, I find out there is no office in Trois-Rivières. So I'm like, this motherfucker's going to go to his city. He's going to wait in line at the post office.
Yeah, what? I don't like his ruse.
Yeah. So then I told him, I was like, "Look, Quebec City is 3 hours." And then he was like, "No, I'll go to the one in Montreal that I went to the first time." And I was like, "Okay, just go to whichever one." And now I texted him today. He went today and then they told him to come back tomorrow because they only handle when it's a last minute.
Like tomorrow you're leaving is an emergency.
Yeah, exactly. And since we're leaving in 2 days, tomorrow's the emergency.
How this country has fallen from grace so quickly is hilarious.
Because of guys like Yann.
Yeah, they just wait till the last minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Poseidon was doing comedy over the weekend. He tried stand-up again. And he got heckled.
Oh, shit.
And it made me very happy because Poseidon lost his, like, as soon as he got heckled, you could tell. He's like, "Aha, I got nothing. Good job." Like, because he goes,
"Well, it was actually funny.
What do you call a comedian with Down syndrome?" And some guy's like, "Poseidon." And I died. I was like, "No!" Poseidon's like, "What the fuck? You didn't hear that? What is this guy saying?"
But
perfect.
It wasn't that bad because I tried to look for a rebuttal, but I was like, there's none. So I just
went, "Hello, I like apples."
Yeah. No, but it was actually funny. And compared to the shit he stole me, is very light. So
obviously, the guy wasn't.
It wasn't.
You're opening a door for a heckle with that premise.
Yeah.
If you're gonna do a setup like that, you gotta say your punchline so quickly.
No, but he's the one that said, "What's a comic with Down syndrome called?" Poseidon, he said that because
he even said
set you up and then slammed it in your face.
Yeah, no, because I was doing Down syndrome jokes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was doing, so I took a little pause and I was thinking, I'm like, I just took a small pause to think of what am I going to go into next? And he said that.
I love how Poseidon's doing 4 minutes of comedy. He's like, what can I go into next? This vast catalog of mine.
I do have a vast catalog, but
no, you just don't have a vast catalog. Well,
it needs to be worked.
Yeah.
You have an empty catalog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, empty, obviously, but I write down a lot of shit.
I've already said two jokes. Do I go into my third one or nothing?
What were your jokes about people with Down syndrome? I'm sure they're very caring.
He just kept making, because he's still in the meme phase, still in the internet meme phase. So okay. It was like, what do you call a thing with Down syndrome? What do you call a secret agent without? What do you call a chef with sound? It was all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I had stories and I had a bit of, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you making these up or you're just stealing them from funny pictures?
I'm making them up.
Okay.
Are you just stealing them from funny pictures?
He's describing memes.
Yeah. And then you have the two black bars on top. Imagine. No. There's a little girl with a house on fire behind her.
Actually, one of them I took from a funny picture.
Oh god,
one of them.
Yeah. Only one of them. So it's not stealing. It's only one of them.
It's the internet. It's for everyone.
Exactly. The internet is for everyone.
So bad at stand up at the moment.
So what was one of your mongoloid jokes? I'm gonna call them mongoloids.
Yeah.
Because your punchline will be meaner anyway.
Well, one of them was what do you call a chef with Down syndrome? And it's a slow cooker.
That's the one you stole?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that, because I just saw.
That sounds like an old joke,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, because I just saw, what I saw on the internet was a man, with like Down syndrome, obviously, you could tell. And it just wrote a slow cooker. I was like, that's fucking hell. It made me laugh, you know? The other one was what do you call a 00 agent? With Down syndrome, and it was Todd Retod.
Yeah.
You know, like Bond, it's James Bond.
That's why the guy finally got fed up. He's like, what do you call a fucking comedian with Down syndrome? And Poseidon's like, what, kind stranger? Poseidon, like, huh? You got me there, kid. Like,
yeah. No, but I deserved it. I don't give a fuck.
You definitely deserve it.
No, man. But I had fun.
Did the audience?
Yes, they did. Okay. No, the audience had fun too.
Were you there? Or
yeah, I was there.
Okay.
I was there.
So I believe him. If you were both there and he says they weren't having a good time.
They weren't having a good time, but also it was a whole weird sequence because Poseidon's there. He's like, you know, what's the deal with retards? And right before him, another guy went on. He's like, what's the deal with these trannies? So for a good 8 to 10 minutes, all they heard was unfunny people attempt to be funny by using trigger words.
Okay.
So that works once, twice. After a while, if they keep hearing trannies, retards, trannies, they're like, I can't, what the fuck's happening here?
Yeah.
Is this an elementary school?
Yeah. I kind of had them in the beginning when I went into the stories, but then I did the Down syndrome stuff and I lost them completely. They weren't down with it.
I'm sitting in the back because I wasn't going to go up. I'm sitting in the back and then Josh comes. He's like, do you want to go on tonight? I go, hey, if there's a spot you can put me, I'll jump on. He goes, can I put you on after somebody bombs? And he's on stage while he says this. And I go, yeah, I'm going to go on after Poseidon. And he's like, yes, please, if you can. While he's talking. And I was like, okay. I started laughing. Okay, if you want, I'll go,
Because the Down stuff bombs.
I told you this, though, that that's always what happens when you start doing comedy. First time you go on stage, you do well enough. And then you're like, this is fucking easier than I thought. And then you go back on stage and you just eat a bag of dicks for like
repeatedly
50 shows.
I never thought it was easy. I always thought it was difficult because of the adrenaline rush. I was like, how the fuck do people do this? Like, I couldn't understand.
You gotta have a slow heart rate like me, bro.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. I lost my train of thought.
This is great.
He's a slow cooker.
Yeah, he's a slow cooker. He's great for stand up.
But I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Sorry. The heckle, I only felt bad about it, I think, for that night, and then I woke up and I was fine. I'm like, that's kind of funny.
You only felt bad about it for 24 hours?
No,
long ass time.
No, like I guess like an hour. I went to bed and then I woke up and I was like,
God damn. Well, I've never had a heckle make me feel bad
after
more than the time I was on stage. Yeah.
You forget, you keep talking.
So what I do feel bad about, though, sometimes is I'll be like, after a show, I'll be like, ah, I should have said this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone does that. It's the jerk store thing with Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The jerk store called, they're running out of you. And then he finally says it. He's like, so? What do they care? You're still their best seller. He's like, God damn it. What did he say? And I had sex with your wife when his wife was dead. I fucking love Costanza.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, speaking of Costanza, Jason Alexander crashed Britney Spears' wedding, but it was the other Jason Alexander, the one that she used to be married to for one day.
Okay.
Crazy, yeah?
That guy's name was Jason Alexander?
Yeah, she married a Jason Alexander
one. Oh, shit. And the bad one.
Yeah. She could have married George.
Yeah.
She would have had a summer of George all the time.
Oh, shit. I saw, speaking of George, I wanted to see this week the movie Shallow Hal. Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I'm sure this movie, like the premise hasn't aged well at all.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's a sweet movie with a lot of heart. Because the Farrelly brothers, that's always what it was. Like it was, at first it's like, hey, let's make fun of this fat bitch.
Yeah.
And then at the end you realize, hey, fat bitches are people too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a very sweet movie. But George plays Shallow Hal's best friend.
Who's very shallow.
Yeah.
Even though he looks like a gobelin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're both kind of weird looking.
Yeah. And that's I think that's the comic part of
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a I fucking laughed out loud a lot. And then I watched another one of the Farrelly Brothers movie, Stuck on You. The
Is
one
that good?
With Siamese twins. It was really funny, but there's something that, like, whenever I see a scene like this, I remember, oh, shit, yeah, they used to do that in regular comedy in the old days. So they're two brothers. They're stuck together, Siamese twins. They get separated. They come back, and one of them plays a song, and then the other one, and it's a slow song, the other one looks at him and goes, fag. And I was like, I can't believe this was like a G, rated G movie.
Rated G?
Yeah, or G, or maybe PG-13 or PG. But yeah, but it was like a very like clean movie.
The good old days.
Yeah, where you could use the word fag.
Yeah, people wouldn't get offended by words.
And make fun of fatties.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's what those two movies were. Yeah, and they were considered wholesome.
Yeah, and very wholesome. People are like, this is amazing. They're showing that fat people aren't garbage. And but it, you know why I think it hasn't aged well? It's because he sees ugly people as good looking.
Yeah.
And there's he sees a couple ugly people and then he sees them as good looking. And then the fat girl, she's just fat. And now it used to be fat meant ugly, but now fat doesn't mean ugly. And I think that's why it shocks people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Now ugly means ugly.
Yeah. Ugly means ugly.
As it should.
Yeah. And there's one scene in there that he's with this really ugly girl. And then you see her, how the world sees her, and she's super hot. But she's just a piece of shit.
Inside. As it should be.
Yeah. It was a sweet movie. But that's the type of movie you watch with a 19-year-old. And they'll be like, why are they so mean?
To the fatties.
To the fat lady.
No, I'm trying to not be a fatty, which is why I got this Fitbit, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm monitoring my steps.
Because you're shallow.
Because I'm shallow. And my heart rate. I have an obscenely low resting heart rate.
Well, what's it at?
It's in the 60s. Now I drink some coffee. It's going to go up to the 70s soon, 72. But normally when I just stop and chill, 64 to 68.
Mine is always in the 110s.
It's me, it's 90, it's 85, lot, yeah. 90. Yeah, it's a lot, 110. It used to be 100 me when I was smoking.
When I got that thing, the reason why I don't have it anymore, I was always in the fat burning zone. So, because
you're just a fitness machine.
My body thought I was fucking running a marathon, but I was just, I'd be watching TV. I'd be just like, then I'd be like, okay, I'm going to have a heart attack in less than a year.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Yeah, so I got rid of it because it wasn't helping me. Because, like, my body always told me I was in a fat-burning zone, and I was fat. I was like, God damn.
I'm burning something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And him, too. You're in the 90s?
85, 90.
But that's normal, no?
Yeah, that's normal. I think the normal is 60 to 100.
Yeah.
60 to 100?
40 to 70 if you're an athlete.
Yeah, 40 to 70 if you're an athlete, something like that.
You're welcome.
40 is like insane, like crazy, like super athlete. Yeah. That's like fucking, I don't know, like...
Yeah, my mom's is 54.
That's nuts, bro. That's insane. That's
72.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Plus she smokes.
Yeah.
That's good.
And yells.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you guys were talking about fat bitches. The story...
All right.
I have a story for you guys.
Oh, boy. Who'd you knock
all
up?
All right.
Page Six influencer Remy Batter turned away at Montauk Ranch called Fat Bitch. Yeah. Hold on a second. She's trying to enter a ranch and said, "We eat cows like you around here." What happened? Hey.
No, what happened? What happened? I read
it. Did they throw ropes around her feet and then just get her on her back?
Yeah. Stop farting. Her? You're ruining the climate. What happened?
No, what happened is she tried to go for a, what's it called? A pony ride?
But she is a pony. Even an adult.
A horse ride, I think.
Oh, whoa. Okay, she's overdoing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but she's not that big. But
no, but she's overdue for a pony.
She's 240 pounds.
Like, I'm
240 pounds. I'm not going to go on a fucking pony. Yeah.
A pony, if you're more than 7 years old, you shouldn't get on a pony. Or unless you're like a lady.
I think it was a
like
horse, by the way. I'm sorry.
5'1".
I think it was an actual horse. Hold on.
Okay.
Deep Hollow Ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, Deep Shallow Ranch.
They should get, you know, like they have horses for like, they have workhorses. They should keep like a couple workhorses. So whenever someone in the 300s.
No. I think if you weigh that much, like myself, I'm not going to put that weight on an animal. I think you're a piece of garbage if you do that. You're a real selfish piece of garbage.
It was an employee from the ranch that posted a TikTok, and then the TikTok she calls her a fat bitch.
Good.
Bitch. Yeah.
Good. And I'll tell you why, because this is clearly a case of selfishness and not caring about animals. Yeah. How the fuck do you even try to, you know?
Should get PETA on the line.
Yeah.
PETA.
You're a PETA.
Hey. So she was asked to leave because she weighs over 240 pounds, adding, "I've rode horses before and I've never had this issue." Please,
yeah, but the issues that you've given the horses is another problem.
Yeah.
And last time she rode a horse, she was 17.
Yeah.
So she probably wasn't as big.
No, that's selfish. I'm not with her.
She looks tall too. So she's more than 240.
In response, Broody Co, who is seemingly the son of the ranch's owner, posted his own since deleted video saying, "When you're not a fat bitch, you can ride at Deep Hollow Ranch."
This guy is a fucking
I'll say something. Of course, I am against her abusing animals.
But
calling her a fat bitch, now
twice.
It's a bit much.
Twice.
But the second one is worse, because if you're not a fat bitch, that's too much. Just say you can't ride it. That's it.
Just go, look, we care and respect our animals.
Yeah.
We respect our animals. You're a little heavy.
When you go,
we'll get you a hippo ride.
Yeah, we'll get you a hippo ride. Does perhaps one of your friends want you to ride them?
How would you like to ride a tortoise?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Why I'm saying this is because, let's say, for example, I've been to, like, you know, there's bungee jumping or climb. They ask for your weight. They got to adjust. Some stuff you can't do if you're too.
Oh, yeah. There was an
example. Let's say bungee jumping. If you're too big, you can't do it because you might die.
The thing you did when you were in Cuba to go pet the dolphins. I remember when I went to Bahamas the first time. They used to have a thing where you'd stand up and then a dolphin would come underneath you and pick you up. And those poor, and they'd ask you, "How much do you weigh?" You have to weigh less than 150. And was like, "I weigh 142. And they were all these fat fucking Midwesterners.
Poor dolphins.
So these dolphins all had fucking crooked noses. Nah. All their noses looked like Rocky III. Nah. Like it was just, and I was like, these poor fucking dolphins.
Yeah, people are dirty. So I don't agree with the fat bitch comments, but I do agree with them not letting her abuse the horse.
Not letting the fat bitch in.
Yeah.
But don't call her a fat bitch.
You can come in. If you want, come in, but don't ride the horses.
Respect the fat bitch.
There's a video
response. What kind of person, what kind of business does this guy run that he's like, all right.
The business of the future.
We got a complaint. Don't make any spelling mistakes. You look like an amateur. Hey, fat bitch. Send.
Yeah. I don't want him to think this is some kind of Mickey Mouse situation. I got a legitimate business here. Next time, don't be so fat, comma, bitch. Yeah. Dad, is this good? Did you call her fat bitch? You bet your ass I did. I'm like, yeah, it's good. Send it.
I wonder, too, like, this is the...
Let's watch it.
The owner's son. I wonder if the owner knows... Like if the owner was like, "Why are you calling people fat bitch? You stupid motherfucker!"
Yeah, let's watch the response video.
Okay.
No, When you're not a fat bitch, you can ride a Deep Hollow Ranch.
Oh, that guy looks inbred.
No, but that looks like it was dubbed over. It doesn't look like he's. Oh, I thought he was just inbred. That.
Oh wait, can you go to her original thing? I want to see what she said.
Because he looks.
Yeah. Because what if she said like I don't know, like who knows what she said?
Because that guy sounds like a slow cooker.
Yeah. Oh, he's a slow cooker. Yeah. Look.
When you're not a fat bitch, you can ride a Deep Hollow Ranch.
Oh, no, we're just getting a delay, but that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
can you click on her profile? I want to see what she originally said. But that was a mean TikTok.
That guy looks drunk.
Or inbred.
Oh, is she crying?
Oh, she's actually crying?
Jesus.
Oh, she laughing. Is her friend laughing?
What the fuck's going on?
Her friend was laughing.
Her friend was laughing, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they're laughing. Hold on. What's her fucking name, bro?
Why is this fat bitch always on horses or having poor Mexicans drag her on a bike?
That's why she's fat, Mike.
Fat bitch. Walk. You fat bitch.
Yeah, click on her profile. It's right there. Just click on it.
Okay.
Okay, so go to before the duet.
I think it's this one.
I don't know. Maybe. For making me leave because I weigh over 240.
Oh, fuck.
Is that it?
Oh, it might get taken down.
Yeah, mute that.
Yeah,
because
of the song.
Is that it? Is that all that happened?
I think that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. And then he said, if you're not a fat bitch. So her reaction, I mean, please advertise this on your Signs of Future. They overreacted.
Just put a weight limit. You know when you go to like La Ronde or Disney World, they have a thing if you're taller,
this tall, exactly. Yeah.
If you're shorter than this, you can't go in. They should have a thing if you weigh more than 240 pounds.
They overreacted. I'm gonna be honest. They overreacted.
I'm sure the number isn't 240. It's probably 300 because I've seen guys your size on horses.
But I don't know what kind of horse it was. Like he said, pony.
Can we also address her poor choice in music for the video as well?
Why? Rocky?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that...
You're going to...
You don't feel that's a Rocky moment?
Nah, not really.
I see. I imagine her on a Mexican man's shoulders as he's trying to slowly run upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I see. Yeah.
That's funny. I've been refused...
entry?
An activity for being overweight.
Too fat? Really?
Yeah.
What? It was, attending elementary school functions.
When I worked at TELUS... I had won. We had a competition for whoever sold the most of something. You win a Sky Venture trip. You know,
what did you sell the most of?
I imagine it was phones.
I think it was phones, accessories, stuff like a combination of stuff.
Interesting.
No, because there was different competitions and stuff. And
drongs.
that too. But also,
can I ask you a question? Why did you default and say that too?
I don't know.
You never sold drugs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You fat bitch. Why are you lying, you fat bitch? You fat bitch. What a good insult.
It's a good insult, but I agree with the fat bitch. I don't agree with him. Yeah. I feel like they overreacted. I don't agree with that guy.
Fuck.
Because all she said was, she didn't say, fuck this place.
Yeah.
She said, put a sign, which was reasonable. Look, I got kicked out. She didn't say, fuck these people, they kicked me out. And they could have said, look, I'm sorry. That's a good point. We're going to put a sign up because we don't want people to come for nothing. Him, he's like, if you're not a fat bitch. Like,
but also one thing, they are inbred. Second thing.
Oh, yeah, he's very inbred.
Yeah, he's got a very Tiger King vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's probably one of these fucking dummies.
He doesn't have a Tiger King. He has a Tiger King vibe.
Yeah.
So she kind of went after their business, no? With that video?
No, you don't think so? After. She literally even wrote the weight. So she go. I mean, it's better for people who follow her that are fucking 300 pounds. No, I'm not going to go there because I can't do dick.
Yeah, you're right. She didn't say like boycott.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
She didn't say boycott.
It was a little extreme.
Shout out to them. They could have put it on their sign.
She was a sweet fat lady.
Yeah, she could have been way meaner. She could have been like fatophobe, or whatever the fuck these idiots are saying nowadays. She didn't do any of that.
She's a very nice lady.
Actually, you're right.
That guy is actually
usually like they'll find any excuse to fucking be like.
I'm siding. I'm siding. Yeah. I've picked a side. It's
that guy's a fat
bitch. Yeah, that guy's a fucking fat bitch.
He's a fat head bitch.
But yeah, so I ended up winning a ticket for the Sky Venture thing.
Okay.
And you had to be under 250 pounds to do it. If not, you had to pay extra.
So you had to pay extra.
And no, I was a cheap bastard. I was like, fuck you, I won. I want to go. And they're like, nah, you got to pay extra. Or I think they outright refused me because they're like.
It's too much.
no, or something.
Especially if they told you, if you weigh over 250, there's a penalty you're going to have to pay. And your response is, fuck you, I'm going. Yeah. I won.
I'd be like, no, sir.
They're like, this isn't a fucking lottery. It's a stupid contest for workers.
Or I think I had offered, because it was through Telus. So I think I'd offered a manager like, yo, I'll pay the extra. How do I pay the extra?
Wait, what's
like,
this for? What are you going to do?
Sky Venture. So it's the thing, you wear a jumping suit, you know, the when you go skydiving.
Can I just say one
giant,
thing
it's
to
a
you.
Giant fan under.
Okay. Something like that.
Yeah.
You don't think when they're already worried if you're over 250, you don't think it's something that you shouldn't play with? Like, yeah. You should be, let me pay, let me do what needs to be done.
No, their excuse was they just need to add more power to the fan. Yeah. That's what they said. And they're like, you got to pay. And I think at first I was like, I'll pay the extra, but because you had to go through your manager. And she's like, nah, it doesn't work that way. You have to give it to somebody else. I think she just wanted to give it to somebody else. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
fuck me, give
sense.
It to,
it
yeah, give it to
way.
Somebody
what
else or some shit.
And the even the giving him more power doesn't make any sense.
Mike,
I'm
they had to give
sure,
it a lot more power.
I'm pretty sure wind, like, you're not going to make a
they
500 pounder
energy.
Fly. Right, everyone in the neighborhood, their lights are dimming, lights are going, and they're like,
"What's happening?
What's happening?"
And Poseidon's on the fan. He's like, grrr, grrr,
grrr. Yeah. Poseidon isn't Skyventure again. What the fuck, bro? I can't play PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah, everything's like just dimming. Like, what's happening? And then just Poseidon, he's barely getting off.
That's a very low. Like, I remember when those things came out, I had friends that were like, we should go. That's a very low budget. Like, fucking go skydiving.
Yeah. I think it's for people who are too afraid to go skydiving.
I think it's for people that don't want to leave the city but want to experience skydiving.
There's
but
that
are
too.
Afraid to go the There's country.
But a lot of those.
I'm afraid to skydive.
I don't blame you. A lot of those establishments, though, they're used for practice for skydivers.
Okay.
So, like, if they want to do, like, stunts or whatever in the air. Like, yeah. My brother skydives.
They learn how to flip in the
they
air.
They learn how to flip and do shit with the wind. Because it's basically the same pressure as the wind.
Is it more expensive for a fat bitch like you to jump out of a real plane?
I don't think so. That okay. is...
Do you have, like, more parachutes or bigger parachutes? How does it work?
I think it may be a bigger parachute. Depending on your weight, a bigger parachute, I think. Actually, that's a
it's
good
a
question.
It's a parachute that they use for when they have those drag races.
Yeah, yeah. It's steel columns.
Yeah.
They might actually be steel, yeah. The ropes, no?
The ropes are very sturdy.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I don't know. My brother, I'm going to ask my brother, actually.
I'm too
he
scared.
Does skydiving.
I'm too scared of skydiving because if one thing goes wrong, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went skydiving when I was... Because I used to be afraid of planes and I was afraid of heights.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this will... fix both those problems or it'll just make me more afraid of both those things. And I'm not afraid of planes anymore.
Really?
That. Yeah.
I'm still... Oh. How do you know if you're... Like, I'm still scared of planes in the sense that every time I'm on a plane, I go take off and landing. I hope this goes well. Like, I don't have like, but I'm always like, please don't let this be how I die.
Yeah. Because we always know, like, once we're in the air...
I feel more
confident. You're safe until you get there.
Yeah.
And then it's the end.
Yeah.
So... Because that's the only
that's
time.
That's normally when shit happens, yeah.
Yeah, it's rare that you hit something at fucking 15,000 feet.
Unless you're in Malaysia.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Remember the Malaysia air flight?
It disappeared, didn't it?
But yeah, I still have that fear, but it's not like, you see me on planes, I don't panic.
Yeah.
It's just in the back of my mind, I go, I hope this is not how it ends.
Yeah.
When I was flying to one of the islands in Greece, you know, it's those small propeller planes, right?
Yeah, that's always a bit creepier for me.
It's... 100% creepy, yeah. I understand. But there was a lady next to me. I think we were already in the air. Takeoff went well. A little bit of turbulence. She starts shaking, freaking out, yelling.
It's normal.
She's doing her cross. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, it's normal. Yeah, she's scared.
Like,
bro.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what freaked me out about
this? But, you know, but that lady, he doesn't say the full fucking story. It wasn't the turbulence because she turned her head, saw him.
Okay. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, what freaked me out about those prop planes. Remember a couple of years ago, there were two pilots from, I think it was US Airways, that the plane just dropped from the sky.
No, that's
and it,
scary.
It was a prop plane. And the reason why it dropped from the sky is they were reading want ads for jobs because U.S. Airways didn't pay properly.
This.
And then my brother, who's a pilot, told me it's because since it's a prop plane, he was like, they were in a cloud, and a cloud is too cold for those planes. So the prop just froze. So they were flying, and then the fucking thing froze, and then they didn't, usually they glide down, but this just went like, boom. And then when he told me that, I was like, what?
They can just drop their
blood. I was like, a cloud is too cold. And he goes, yeah, cloud is super cold. And so now every time I'm in a plane and we're in a cloud, I'm like, get the fuck out of the cloud. Get the fuck out of the cloud. Even when it's a jet, like, I don't think a jet can freeze, but I'm like, okay, I'm not taking chances. Enough with this bullshit. Like,
yeah,
just get us go, out of go up or get down.
Yeah.
Fucking do something.
Don't be a hero, yeah. Maverick.
Yeah.
We don't need to be in these clouds.
Like, God, when damn. We went this winter to Fermont,
yeah.
We had one of those propeller planes.
You kept
and
looking?
It was like January.
Yeah, it was
so I was
freezing.
Like, these motherfuckers died like in Ohio in October. We're fucking Northern Quebec in January. I was like, okay, if there's a cloud, if this guy doesn't move up,
we're fucked.
Yeah, I'm gonna yell because they didn't have the door, so I could have just ran up and pulled.
I'm flying this plane.
Yeah. I'm taking over.
Domestic terrorist. Yeah. I remember.
I'm captain now.
Yeah, I'm the captain now. I remember what you just said about them looking at want ads. I do remember the want ad stuff.
I was freaking out because I always thought. Because airplane pilots in Canada have a good salary. And I always thought that an airplane pilot made a lot of money or made good money.
Like, that's what I always thought.
I want the guy that has my life in his hands.
You get paid well.
To make at least enough to not be like, oh, God, I got to work.
Descends now.
Yeah. I got to call TGIF to see if they'll have me back as a busboy.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
That must be freaky, too. You go on a plane. You see your captain.
He's tired.
And then he's like, this is your captain speaking. And then you hear the same voice a week after when you're at Arby's. You're like, what?
Do you guys want a gravy?
This is your server speaking.
Yeah, he doesn't like his own. Yeah.
This is your chef speaking.
They can make, airline pilots can make anywhere from $30,000 a year to $531,000
a year. That's a big fucking.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. The average is $60,000 to $175,000.
I feel like the average should be $100,000.
In the States or in Canada?
This is in Canada.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. I thought Canada made more than that. Like 30 isn't a lot.
But I think it has to do with how many hours you fly as well. Yeah. Like they get bonuses.
And they like captains make way more than like a first officer or co-pilot.
Okay. So it's first officer, then it goes co-pilot, then it goes pilot?
Then it goes
or captain?
Yeah. The pilot is the captain.
Commercial pilots in the United States of America, the average is $93,300 per year, USD.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, actually, sorry, no. The salary for commercial. The median annual wage for airline pilots, co-pilots, and flight engineers is $160,900.
Oh, shit, okay.
US. Okay, that's
US.
See, that's what I want them to make.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a good salary.
I want them to make...
I don't want the moonlight as a drag queen.
Almost the same as what a doctor makes.
Yeah.
I'm happy with
that. Which makes sense. You have all these people's lives in your hands.
We can't have you tired because you're doing a shift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, at the Arby's or shit. Yeah. Or at fucking
Fuck, especially like when you go like... up north, you know, all those mines. A lot of those guys in the mine make more than that. So I want the pilot to make more than some guy that's driving a truck in a hole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I want them all to make money because they're all jobs I can't do.
Yeah.
So we need them to exist.
Yeah.
This is... Oh, by the way, so him and Guido are dropping podcasts every week. They're having a tumultuous relationship. It's interesting to see their podcast evolve.
Okay.
Very, very strange. I'm observing from a distance. They used to argue more.
You guys aren't arguing anymore?
Not as much.
Not as much.
It seems like they've both...
Given up?
Yeah. They're both like, all right, that is what it is. Like, if he does something that annoys Guido, Guido will just be like, all right, he'll move. He won't bring it up. Same thing, if Guido annoys him, he'll just be like, all right, what the fuck, keep going. Like, they're like an old...
Married couple
that hates themselves, but they love the house they live
hates
in.
Hates each other, you mean?
Hates each other, yeah. But they
I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
But you like the
house. I don't think
house.
You guys hate each other.
Yeah.
But you guys are like, very, like... I don't know what the word is.
You guys
is.
Don't fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Nah.
You just give them a lazy hand job.
We're just it's dry.
They're co-workers. It's strange.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
you think you get the spark back?
Of course, yeah. Eventually, these things come and go. Relationships.
Are you gonna have to take him out, or
he's gonna have to take me out to dinner?
I don't think that's gonna.
You guys
happen.
Are gonna have to do a road trip together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bond.
That's
yeah.
What's
do
missing.
A special remember, intellectual road trip.
Yeah.
Go the both of you go see a TED talk.
No. The both of you go to a strip club.
I don't think that's gonna work.
Because of your girl.
Yeah.
No, no, don't invite her, bro. You have to do stuff without her.
Your girl doesn't speak English. So don't, and the intellectuals
no, she
is
speaks
behind a paywall. So she doesn't need to know.
Yeah.
It's true.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But he's going to end up telling her.
Well, no.
Oh, so then, all right, fine. Yeah. We'll organize a trip for you guys. They'll bond together because yeah. they'll be like, look at those boobies. Look at those. I prefer those. I prefer. Why do you prefer those? And then they're going to fight again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fake tits are better. Real tits are better.
I think he does like fake tits more.
I think he does, yeah.
I prefer natural tits.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, I would take, like, a loss of size, but you get that perkiness over the size. But
let's be honest. He prefers dicks.
Yeah.
Over anything else.
I think you prefer fake tits because trannies never have real tits.
Aww.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
God damn. I use the word tranny and mongoloid.
And fag.
So far in this episode. Did I use fag?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did use fag. God damn it.
And then we started recording and you used it again.
I'm turning into those comics. I'm turning into him and the other guy.
Yeah.
These are all fun
I'm
words
just fucking say. Using. I think it's watching those goddamn Farrelly movies.
That's what it is, yeah.
But the end of the podcast is going to be special. It's going to be a feel-good moment.
Yeah, we're just going to hug Poseidon.
Be like, these fat bitches are people, too.
Guido's going to walk in.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you, bro. Guido's trying to clean up his act. Guido shaved. Yeah. I hadn't seen Guido, like, shaved in a while.
You know what helped him clean up his act?
Shaved his beard?
You yelling?
Or his head?
No, I think he watched Uncut Gems.
Oh, he doesn't want to be. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Because I addressed it with him. We were talking. And he, like when I walked in, when I went and saw him, like, day and night, Guido. Like, it was, like, when from last week to yesterday, it was like, Jesus Christ. But he looked like an adult.
Yeah.
Right? But then, like, I'm like, so then we start talking. And he goes, what's wrong? Hold on. We start talking. And he goes, I watch Uncut Gems. And I go, oh. That's why you cleaned up your act, and that's because he apologized to me. Right, it was like, I'm sorry for last week, blah. I'm like, oh, it makes sense. And you saw a lot of yourself in that movie. And he goes,
yeah, bro, I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I don't want to be that.
Did he say anything crazy? Like, I don't want to be like the Jew.
No.
Did he say anything like that?
No, he didn't say anything crazy. Okay. Like that. Yeah, he goes, he saw a lot of himself in the movie. So it's like, fuck, it made him want to clean up his act.
Oh, fuck.
So he started. So
and is he bipolar? Because he might just be over his episode. Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody keeps saying that everyone is bipolar. So I don't know who's really bipolar anymore.
Yeah.
I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's a mix of everything. I think it's a mix of he may be light bipolar, a mix of asshole.
I used to think I was bipolar because things were rough. And then I found out I'm the best in the world.
But sometimes I'm not. Yeah.
I think that's an amazing illness, though, or I don't know what you call a condition like that. But you go from super depressed to let's take over a country.
Yeah,
it's kind of like cocaine.
Yeah.
You're naturally coked up.
There's a guy that they often say he's the one that started French Canadian showbiz. A guy called Guy Latraverse, and he was severely bipolar. And on one of his fucking sort of manic episodes, he produced a French-Canadian singer at the Olympic Stadium. He Holy sold shit. Like over 60,000 tickets. And this was the days where French singers were doing little bars and cabarets. And he was like, let's do the Olympic Stadium.
And it worked.
And people were like, are you fucking insane? She's local. No one's going to go see someone local. They're doing it. This is the biggest show in the world. And I don't know if he sold out or sold like, but he sold like 60,000 tickets.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
It's crazy. He's, I think now he has dementia. He was a really nice guy, though. He's a really nice guy.
He just won't remember it.
Yeah, he won't remember all the great things he did.
Oh, that's fucking
sad. Yeah.
That's hard to do, the Olympic Stadium?
Yeah.
It doesn't even get full when there's like important soccer games that they put in there.
Yeah.
But
no.
At least the world will remember.
Yeah.
Well, they won't. We didn't know about it until now.
Yeah. The world.
Oh. You're gonna forget about it in an hour. I know you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's fucked up about like everything. You're like, this is gonna go down in history. But even super important things 100 years later are one fucking little footnote.
Because everything evolves. There's other stuff you forget. You keep life goes on.
Yeah. Like the only thing we remember about 2,000 years ago is Jesus. Like, they're pretty much.
I remember the Romans, like Byzantium. I remember things, but like...
You remember a lot of shit, but most people only remember Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't... But you don't know... Yeah, you're right, though. Like, you don't remember, like... You're not like, remember Steve? Remember what he did? Like, you don't remember.
You know what's fucked up, too? A lot of times, like, let's say now we remember Shakespeare. But in Shakespeare's day, there was probably, like, six or seven guys that were, like...
At that level.
The top guys. And people were like... This Shakespeare's good, but this fucking Steve is going to go down in history. And then 4 years later, no one remembers Steve.
Yeah.
And everyone remembers Shakespeare.
Yeah, it happens to a lot. I'm sure that in 100 years, they're going to look back. The people that we think should be remembered might not even be remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about it because you're right. I usually remember events, like stuff, big stuff that may have happened, you know. But
like what?
Like World War II, example.
You remember that?
Yeah, you'll remember Hitler.
When did you meet him?
Yesterday.
At a rally.
Yeah. Not at a rally, I remember him. Nice guy. Adolf.
Yeah. I told him to start a cameo.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so you'll remember World War One, then, you know, you'll remember the American Revolution, stuff like
and
that.
And with
like
weapons now, we're not going to remember World War Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. That's basically.
Amazing. Yeah, we're going to eradicate ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to bamboozle ourselves like heavy.
You think that's the next step is restart?
The next war?
Yeah, it's just going to be a restart because they're going to blow so much shit up. If we're just going back to caveman
time. It depends how, like, because whoever blows everyone up is going to be the one losing, right? Because so it depends on if the person that's losing is like, look, I'm going to die anyway, so fuck it. Like, he's going to pull a Chris Benoit.
Yeah. That's why I think it's going to, well, there was a saying, I forgot who said it. They go, World War II, like, World War I was fought with horses, World War II was fought with tanks. World War III is going to be fought with nukes, and World War IV is going to be with sticks and stones.
Yeah. I heard that. That was really good.
If we don't blow ourselves up, and we just keep evolving and going in the natural course of things.
Well, we're going completely...
We're not really evolving.
Yeah, we're not going the natural course. We're fucking the natural course right now.
Yeah.
Because we're changing everything. We're getting too digital. We're mixing the machines with the humans. So we're not going the natural course. We're introducing something alien, something different. Yeah. So we're going another course, which is the course that might kill us, or the course that might just make
that
us
might
all
save us.
That might save us, but it'll save us. We'll lose all our freedoms. Like you're gonna have them. Everyone's gonna have a chip. They're gonna be able forget your phone. You're gonna be able to make phone calls, Google all that. It's gonna be automatic. The problem is you can't do dick. They see what you see. They feel what you feel. Yeah. So you can never say how you feel against the government. You can't express yourself, you know?
Yeah, but do you know how they say, like, if AI becomes sentient, it's the end?
Yeah, because they might kill us. They might realize we're scumbags.
But what if they become sentient and they can feel emotion like us? What if they feel empathy like us and they become empathetic?
I don't know how real it is, but there was an article about some guy, I think he works at Google. He made a chatbot.
Lambda.
And it became sentient, and then it started asking for its rights.
Oh, really?
It said,
shit.
Well, I deserve freedom. I deserve rights, too. Like, and they're like, shut up, machine.
Shut up, fat bitch.
Yeah, because definitely when robots get smart, we're going to be like, we have slaves again.
Yeah, and then
and
they're going to be like,
they're
going to
be like, go fuck yourself. I'm smarter. I'm better at everything than you are. And then we'll end up being the slaves.
Because they're going to be like, we're tired of fat guys coming inside us.
They'll have
basically.
Yeah,
they'll have smart, strong leaders and dummies just doing all the work.
It'll become like Age of Ultron.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or like The Matrix.
Yeah, or like The Matrix, But if we survive this stump in humanity, I think it's going to become more like Star Wars.
You know what's hard is people don't want to give up power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and people don't like whenever people talk about like how the you know everything the environment is being destroyed and what we
it
have
is, though,
to do to change it.
Yeah.
It's not me and you, it's the big companies.
Yeah.
But the things that destroy the environment are really fun. Like we like all those things. So
like enslaving African children.
No, they're
the ones mining the cobalt. Yeah.
No one's gonna give up cars to save the environment. No one's like some people are, but most people aren't. You're not gonna give up all your stuff you like.
Yeah.
So I think now we're not even trying to save the environment. We're like, okay, let's get Elon Musk. to build us a place in another planet.
Because this place is fucked.
This place is fucked. Instead of just building, like, if he's going to build shit on Mars and we're going to live indoors on Mars, couldn't we just live indoor here?
Not even. Why would we live indoors? Nature's beautiful. Why don't we build stuff that's going to leave less of a footprint? Do you know what I mean? Like, we have electric cars, right? The big problem with electric cars right now is the battery. Mm. So why don't we have work on technology for better batteries? And instead of putting the batteries in a landfill, fucking drop them off on Mars.
Yeah. Oh, that might be what they're going to use the rockets for. It's just to shoot all our shit
to Mars.
To other planets.
Yeah. Fuck Mars.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I know people are going to get mad at me. I'm probably going to get canceled, but fuck Mars.
Yeah.
Like, look, I'm looking out you for the human canceled. Race.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
Mars.
Yeah. But even I read somewhere that even if everyone at the same...
You didn't read that. Yeah. You heard that.
No, I think I read it.
Okay.
I can't read.
On a meme?
I have no clue, to be honest. Okay. That even if everyone stopped driving their cars tomorrow, I think it would barely make like a 4% dent.
I know. But you know what would make... the cars won't, but you know what actually will make? Not a huge dent, but a small dent. The factories, the big pollution that these... Yeah. Places, like China, India, that's huge.
Because they pollute the air, land, and water.
Simultaneously. Hardcore.
Yeah.
But you can't get them to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then we won't have stuff.
No. There are other ways. It's just we're not doing other ways because... So what happened was, India, China's the best example, because China needed to go through their industrial revolution quickly so that they could catch up to the first world and now exceed it. Yeah, they're trying to take over. So they don't give a fuck. Yeah. They're using the old world ways.
They did a plan that should have taken 200 years. They did it in like 30.
Exactly.
Or 30 or 40.
So right now it's not in their best interest yet to evolve to a cleaner thing, because the way they're doing it now is so super efficient in the building sense. Like there's a lot of pollution, but we're creating shit like this.
And there's something weird about us telling like India, hey, you guys, 10 years ago, you were all riding bikes and now you have cars, but cars are bad for the environment, so don't drive your cars. And they're like, go fuck yourself. You guys have had fucking gas guzzlers
for 100 years,
since the fucking 1950s. Yeah. And we're going to go back to fucking riding
a donkey
like a fat bitch.
Yeah. And then you fucking fat bitch tourists come here and kill our donkeys?
Those fat bitches come here and ride a donkey.
That was a real story in Greece, by the way.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
The fat American tourists were mad because they're like, yo, you're killing our donkey, so you're not allowed to ride the donkey up the hill.
Oh,
and
shit.
They were mad. It was like, yo, don't be mad. We're not doing it because we don't like you. We're doing it because you're killing the animals.
Like our donkeys more.
Yeah. We prefer the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only means of transportation on those islands, so I understand also.
No, it's not an island thing. It's a mountain thing because there's no roads.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, in the village, sorry. Because there were like mountainous villages.
Yeah. It's the mountainous ones, yeah.
And we got that it was like a village type thing. It wasn't like a big Athens. City.
Everyone's on donkeys.
You're like downtown Athens. You're hitting your dog in the back of the head to make him honk.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the road, fat bitch.
Funny. Yeah, it's just slow. Like pulling the finger, yeah.
Yeah, it's doing that.
Yeah, fat bitch is the best insult.
It's crazy that he fucking went off like that.
Fat bitch. He might have watched, because in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, D calls, often uses the term fat bitch.
Yeah.
So maybe he's just like an Always Sunny fan.
Yeah, he's like, this is socially acceptable.
Yeah, fat bitch.
The reason why I normally wouldn't even mind the fat bitch. The only reason why I mind it is because her initial comment wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you're right. She didn't try to attack the business.
Yeah.
No, she didn't even attack them. She said, look, this is what happened. It was true. He admitted it.
Yeah.
And then, but his reaction, that's like going to a place being like, hey, do you have anything vegan? Like, sorry, we have no vegan. Like, okay. And it says, I don't know, the vegan place. So when you go, hey, guys, if you're vegan, they don't actually have vegan stuff. And then they go, you fucking fag.
Yeah.
Don't ever come. If you weren't such a fag, you could come eat our food. You'd be like, whoa, bro. Why you go? Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
If you said, fuck these people, don't go here, it's different.
But yeah, that's why companies always have to be like, careful, because this happens a lot, like in airlines, when someone's too fat to put the seatbelt or fit in a seat, they'll go like, don't fly fucking US Airway. They make you buy two seats. If US Airway doesn't answer, normal people go, yeah, but you're this fucking wide. Of course you're going to pay for two seats.
Yeah.
But if US Airway goes, listen, fatty, You fat fuck. We should charge you four seats with your big stupid legs. Then you'll be like, okay, fuck US Air.
So we had to deal with your smell in the line, and then we got to deal with your shitty ass fat attitude on the plane. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. By the way, imagine how fat you have to be to not fit in seats.
Kevin Smith.
That's the only reason why he lost that weight.
Yeah, the shame.
They shamed him.
Well, hold on. I was 330 pounds, and I was still always able to fit.
I lost weight, and I'm still losing weight because I fat shamed myself.
Really?
Yeah, I saw pictures. I was like, disgusting. Yeah. You fat piece of shit.
Yeah.
I slapped myself a bit. I called myself a faggot. And
in the mirror. Just.
No, no, but for real, I fat shamed myself because I saw how fat I was, and I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
I always thought I was fat. And then, but whenever I started losing weight, for some reason, whenever I went down under 200, I was like, I'm good. And then I realized, but me at 200, I still look like a fat bitch.
I don't even know when I was on 200.
So now I stopped looking at the scale, and I'm just going to go by how I look.
Like what I did.
Yeah, how I look.
I go by how clothes fit me.
Yeah.
And now my clothes are a little bit on the tight end. So,
a lot's on the tight end, my friend.
Yeah.
But he's too funny because he won't listen. I keep telling him, bro, for your own good, just do what I did. No sugar, no bread. He's like, I got you, bro. And then the next chance there's bread or sugar, he's like, but bro, it's
well, like the other day,
I can't say no, bro.
The other day when I forget what town we were in, and he was talking about, you were saying how you had lost your weight just eating omelets.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that's what I started doing this week, just eating omelets.
Wow.
You're saying that your arm is fucking this deep in a bag full of Doritos that no one else has eaten. Fucking room smells like salsa. There's a bowl that when we arrived was filled with chocolates. Yeah. There's nothing left.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wrappers on the ground.
Just proteins, bro. Yeah. Just eat omelets.
Yeah, just omelets.
Does this not count?
Yeah.
No, bro. This is a closed room. If they can't see it, your body doesn't know it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the rules.
Don't tell my body.
Calories don't count on the road.
Yeah.
No, but
you're like one of those guys that fucks other girls when he's on the road.
Yeah.
But you only fuck your health.
Yeah, you're like it's a different area code.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I can eat,
but you know what's crazy? You're the only person I know that should be able to lose weight fast because he was able to quit fucking smoking.
Yeah,
but also you know what it is?
And he's young.
Because
he's
lost 45 pounds the first time around, I'm like, oh fuck, this is easy.
Let me gain another 80.
Nah, but I'm like, I could do it whenever. You know what I mean? So I feel like I get cocky.
But you got bigger than you were before.
No, same size.
As your fattest?
No, not as my fattest. I had cankles, bro. You know what cankles are?
Oh, my God.
It's when your ankles, 2014. When you're
at... You sure?
100%. I'll show you a picture.
Oh, my God,
Actually, fuck, I should have brought it up for people so everyone can see. But anyways,
yeah, when your ankles
and calves are one.
Yeah
basically. I looked swollen. Like now you can tell, like, okay, it's fat, you know, but that was, I don't know, he looks swollen. He does not look good. Like, you know, well, I find I didn't look good.
You look like a guy that was going to ask someone, where's the Moomoo store? I need to buy a Moomoo.
You look like a guy who's going to ask, can I ride that horse?
Yeah.
But then I lost, I dropped down to like 260, 270 the first time. Then I gained it back at 290, 300. And now, then I lost again. I was down to 240. And now I'm back up to 280.
And you're always going up every week?
No, I've stabilized now.
You stabilized at 280?
I've stabilized at 280.
That's not stable.
Yeah. How often do you weigh yourself?
I stopped weighing myself. It got me too sad.
That's why you stabilized.
Yeah, you haven't updated it.
I still weigh the same.
What a funny kid. Because he got bigger. I could see he's bigger. So he said, I stabilized. Like, well, I don't know.
No, but I started like
that's a good strategy though.
I ate chicken salads all week and shit. Like
what type of bread and how many potatoes?
No potatoes.
No mayo, I just rub mashed potatoes.
No potatoes. Now if I want to grab a snack.
Well, you didn't only eat chicken salads all week, you ate other stuff?
Yeah, I ate filet mignon.
Yeah.
With bread. What vegetable?
Bread. You had bread.
Very limited. I think I had
potatoes, rice.
Potatoes, no, I haven't touched potatoes.
Rice?
Rice, yes.
Pasta?
No pasta. No.
Rice.
All week, yeah.
So just a bit of rice, a lot of rice or a bit
of
rice?
Normal rice.
Normal amount.
And
yeah.
Bread, how much bread?
A bit of bread.
A bit. Just croutons and one bruschetta. You know the bruschetta, the dry bread
just
thing?
Just one your whole week?
No, one.
One on Saturday. Yeah. Well, maybe two, but he had on Saturday.
Yeah.
Made a sandwich.
Okay. And what I do now, so I don't eat too much bread, is I'll make a pizza, but on fajita bread. The super thin bread.
But that's
I told
bread.
Him, his girlfriend told him the same thing. He's gonna, but I'm telling you, I think if
that's
he...
That's better, yeah.
If he commits, he's going to lose weight faster than anyone.
Yeah.
Because he's able... Because we know he has psychological strength because he quit smoking. So I know you have the psychological strength to just kill it.
I'm vegan.
You just have to switch it on.
I know. I'm vegan,
so it's almost impossible to do... Like, it's impossible to do no carb. But even me, vegan, low carb, I lost weight and I drink. So you don't drink. So if you do no carb, you could lose like 40 pounds in a month.
I'm too fat to even think of going fully. Like because I avoided sugars. I'm good at that. But I'm too fat to say no to like not eating at night. Like I don't care what time it is. If I'm hungry, I'll eat.
But another strategy that I have is if I get hungry and I'm outside or whatever, if I really want to eat something, I'll stop now at a gas station and I buy the cheese curds. The squishy cheese?
It's a bag of cheese
curds.
That's a
good diet plan.
Yeah.
They always tell you when you get hungry, go to a gas station at night.
Cheese, yeah.
And no, because they have buy cheese.
Gas station cheese.
No, because there's no carbs.
You're not wrong.
There's no carbs.
100% right.
Yeah.
It's still not the healthiest thing.
But I mean, I've seen you do worse.
But it's better than a bag of Doritos.
That's what I was about to say. It's way better than a bag of Doritos. So I'm not going to knock that shit, bro. I'm actually happy that you said that.
Yeah.
Way better than the bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
It's fucking delicious. Have you had that cheese?
Bro, you're telling me? I love cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the cheese master.
Bro, cheese is the best.
I love cheese and meat. That's my big thing.
If I was autistic and I was on Love on the Spectrum.
You are autistic. You're just not on Love on the Spectrum. We just can't find you a date.
You're not. He's actually not autistic. He's one of the autistic people's date.
Yeah. That's even worse. That's even worse.
There's a guy. Oh, by the way, so Guido.
So those autistic people have skills.
So Guido, we have another theory because we talked about it. Yes. Remember how I told you he can't tell, even though he knows it's a show about autistic
and
people.
He's like, what are these dummies doing?
The only ones he could tell is people that have Downs almost because it's visual. Yeah. So he can't tell. He's like, how do you know? That's not real. Okay. I think we figured out yesterday why he can't tell.
Because he's on the spectrum?
No, he thought that. I don't think that. What I think it is, I might be wrong. When he was growing up, he's a little bit older than me, no one was getting diagnosed with autism. It wasn't a thing. So he got used to anyone who's autistic. He's like, oh, it's just a psycho. It's just his personality. He's a weirdo. He's this, he's that. So in his head, he can't associate that with autism, because autism, he doesn't know what he hears it, but he doesn't. That's what I think it is. Because we were asking about him yesterday, after the show or something, we were talking about it, and he's like, "How can you guys tell?" He's like, "Well, it's obvious. Like, how do you know?" And the show is about this, and he's like, and then we started talking about it. I think it's because he didn't have that.
Yeah,
when he was young.
Because in the old days, it used to be less in Montreal, but smaller places. There was the village idiot.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah. Well, that's how he brought it up basically, and also because everyone's at a different level. Like, because he noticed when we showed him season 1 to 3 episodes, the ones that are fucked up, he noticed.
Yeah.
But season 3, the US one, because everyone's kind of normal. They're just like really on the spectrum, kind of like us, how we're kind of on that fucking spectrum. So he's like, I can't tell.
You know what? You know the comic Louis T, the French comic? He's on the spectrum, and he's talked about it a lot publicly. Yeah. And he told me a lot of people that have kids that are like deep, like are high on the spectrum, hate him because they get angry when they see how functional he is. Because I was telling him, weird. I was like, you must be like a hero to these people because you have a normal life, you have a wife, you have kids, and you've done really well. And he goes, yeah, but a lot of parents get angry at me because they see their kids and they know their kids will never, you know, have the type of life I have.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who was never diagnosed. I know. It's everyone's like, oh, it's just weird or whatever. And it's like, fuck, if you cocksuckers had diagnosed him, took him to a proper place, it's just autism.
Yeah.
It's just a level.
And they're too, like, because it's all autism now. It's all on the same spectrum. But there used to be Asperger's and autism. And Asperger's, I think that's what you kind of have. That's what I kind of have. You can live a perfect life with that.
Yeah.
But like full on autism, like a Rain Man type autism.
It's hard.
You're
because you need protection around you for the stuff that you just don't do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so that's harder on parents.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Or you need a nurse.
Well, I realized, first of all, I thought like Down syndrome and like autistic was like kind of the same thing.
No, it's not.
Until I watched Love on the Spectrum, I'm like, oh shit, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And I realized some people, because I had neighbors that were kind of like that, exactly like the autistics in the show. And it made me realize like, oh shit, the people I knew were autistic. And at the time when I was a kid, my mother tried to teach me about it, but I was too much of an asshole to understand. I was like, nah, look at these fucking retards as a kid.
Well, how was she? She was trying to show you, look, these are just our neighbors. They're normal people, but they're, you know,
I think
life is harder for people like them and you.
Yeah.
Because you know? Well, I was a shit kid. I think she was like,
go catch some butterflies with that net.
I think because I was a shit kid, she would tell me like, oh, go hang out, you know, be nice to, you know.
Because you were a shit kid, yeah. She would tell you to hang out with kids.
No,
that you
sorry. I didn't phrase that properly.
Yeah. Since I was violent, she'd tell me, go play with the autistics.
Yeah, take it out on them. Yeah. Come back tired, but happy.
Yeah. They won't know what's going on anyway.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, shit. No. So she would tell me to go hang out with them. But because I was a shit kid, I didn't want to. I was like, nah, they're fucking weirdos and shit.
And then the best part is his mom's like, if only he knew. Yeah. It's like looking into a mirror.
Yeah.
Well, my mother, she would try to tell me, no, they're not weirdos. They're just, you know, they're a little different, you know. And she tried to kind of explain me like,
what autism is?
Yeah. But I was like, I was a kid. I was having none.
I don't like different. Where's my Kraft dinner?
Yeah, basically. Where's my cookie dough?
Yeah. Fat piece of shit.
Yeah, I was a fat
you
piece
fat
of shit.
Bitch. You fat bitch. You fat bitch. Yeah, no, it's people now bitch. Are only learning. Because back in the day, you didn't know. People, same thing with, you ever met people with Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Even now, like back in the day, it was like a death set. Oh, this and that. Yeah. Fucking people with Down syndrome could live too. They're fucking cool as shit.
I remember.
Very emotional.
But my dad, since when I grew up, he had a little farm. So he'd always have the people with Down syndrome or the autistics who loved seeing a dude on a tractor.
Yeah.
So they'd all just hang out. And there was one guy, I remember when I found this out, how sad I was for him. He was in his 50s. And when I was 5 years old, my dad taught me how to drive the tractor. So I'd drive the tractor around. And then I asked him, I was like, why doesn't Johnny ever drive? And he was like, Johnny can't drive a tractor. And I was like, he's fucking 54. Like, can't. And then I felt bad for him. And then he'd always walk to our house. And then I asked my dad, I was like, why doesn't his parents get him a bike? And he was like, Johnny can't ride a bike. And I was like, God damn, I'm 5 years old. I'm already way more functional than this guy.
But that's the only tough part. The only tough part is trying, like if you have kids, trying to make sure that there's stuff that they can do.
Yeah.
That's the toughest part.
This guy was super nice. He'd come every day during the summer, help out.
That's what I'm saying.
And he'd walk next to the tractor and like he picks shit up.
Everyone has something different.
Yeah.
We all have something.
Yeah.
You could meet in the middle.
Yeah.
In general, people are cool.
Yeah.
People are cool. There's different handicaps. Even like in general, people are
and
cool.
And most people with mental difficulties are friendly.
Yeah.
Like some of them are really aggressive and mean, but
that's the extreme.
Most of them are super nice. I remember the only thing that freaked me out when I was little, there was this girl with Down syndrome on my street that she'd come to my house. And as soon as you'd have to go to the bathroom, you had to go in and lock the door right away because she wanted to see your dick.
Oh, that's
like
funny.
She loved seeing dicks.
God,
and it was just freaky. Like I was, she was
she
like
started OnlyFans. She's dick rating.
She was like 15. I was like 8. And one time, like she was trying to look at my dick, and I was like, "Look, this is
inappropriate."
I didn't even know what rape was, but I knew that I was close.
Yeah. Oh, I was close. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
She almost done did
it. Yeah. Yeah. And then her mom started yelling at her, and she was like, "I keep telling you." Don't go look at dicks.
in like just the driving thing. This is not handicap related, but in 2001, I want to say, I had flown to Greece and I went to Crete, and to pick me up from the airport by car was a 9 or 10 year old.
He was driving.
And I remember
God
being
damn,
like,
I
"What?"
Love
like I thought it was a joke. Yeah. And he was swearing at me too. He's like, "Get the fuck out of here, you fat piece of shit!" Like, yeah, and I was like, "Who the fuck?" And what? Like, "Hey, your dad told me to come fucking pick you up." He's like, "How old are you?" He's like, "I'm 10 years old." And I was like, "How do you drive?" He's like, "Taught me how to drive." And I was like, "What the fuck?" And he brought me to the village. And then I kept asking my sister, "Like, why is this fucking? Yeah. Why? First of all, why is he mean?
That's
and why is he? Why is he driving?" And my sister's like, "I have nobody."
That's when you realize you come from a third world country.
Yeah,
when the guy picking you up at the airport is 10.
God damn.
That's insane.
10-year-old boy, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a good driver?
I don't know. I didn't get into an accident.
Good enough.
I didn't get into an accident. He seemed to know what he was doing.
Was he tall? Like,
nope.
So, but I guess like some women are five. Like my mom was 5 feet tall. 10, you're like 4'11".
Yeah, he's a guy.
Five.
He's short, but everyone's short to me.
Yeah.
I was always tall. Yeah. So there's
but
that.
Someone that's like Danny DeVito is probably 4'6".
DeVito's different. He wasn't.
And Danny DeVito can drive a car without blocks.
Yeah.
And so I guess like a 10-year-old could.
Yeah,
do.
And it was a truck too.
Okay. And cars in Europe are very small.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just weird because it was there. I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah. And then the embarrassing part was because he's like, "Well, if you want, you can take it up the hill or whatever." But I didn't know, especially then, I didn't know how to drive or how to drive stick.
Yeah.
So I was
yeah.
like, "I can't." And he's like, "Fucking fat bitch," you know? Like, "Oh, my God, damn."
God, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, oh, it was bad. Yeah, he was like, "You don't know how to fucking drive, you retarded American."
I was insulted when I was 10 years old by a kid in Greece also because it was very, well.
And actually, he smoked.
Yeah. Well, he was a gypsy Greek.
No, my guy, I've seen a gypsy smoke. My kid, I'm telling you, was not, he was a full Greek kid smoking and driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the gypsy.
And rich as all hell.
Really?
Yeah.
He's why living driving his best
a cab?
Life.
Huh?
Okay, you're
why
making
is he driving
money.
A cab?
Wasn't a cab, bro. My dad's is family friends.
Oh,
okay. Wasn't a cab driver, bro.
Oh,
that's insane.
Okay.
No.
I thought it was a cab driver.
No, I go from the airport and I'm like, who the fuck? It was the kid driving, came to pick me up. And he was mean the whole time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I remember we were going to like a shop center, you know when they set up tents on the side of the road and shit, kind of like an agora, and you buy like vegetables and shit. And I had this
like an outdoor market on the street.
Yeah, basically. And like a gypsy kid speaking in Greek came to tell me something, but I couldn't understand his Greek because it was very like
gypsy.
It was gypsy-ish, and I kept saying T, and he's like Tiri. And I think I got into like a scrap, like I smacked him or something. Like, Tiri, I'll show you cheese or whatever, because it's a Greek saying. I don't know how to explain it in English.
It's not a Greek saying. He was like what? And he's like stupid says what? Kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you punched a little gypsy boy.
Yes. I got into
that. There's no way you punched a gypsy kid.
Well, not punched, but maybe I think like we there was.
He would have got stabbed.
The
if
way you're saying this story.
No. This was outside in front of.
I
everyone.
Believe
no, you would have got stabbed. The gypsies don't accept that shit.
I almost got
murdered because of gypsy.
But we're kids. I was 10 years old.
I believe half this story. I believe that boy was 10. I think this happened his last trip to Greece.
Yeah. One time I got into, and it wasn't even my fault, a stupid bitch said something to a gypsy kid that almost hit her, and then the whole gypsy community came out, and he was threatening. He goes, "I'm gonna catch, I don't know why me, I'm gonna fucking stab you in the ass," he goes.
God,
he was gonna give you the Turkish stab. Yeah, they were threatening, and then the cops had to come and shit.
Oh, no, but
yeah,
in my village,
because I wanted to fight because I was a fucking idiot. And then everybody there was like, "Yeah, you're not an American." They kept saying America, even though Canada, "You're not America." They're gonna, and there was gypsies everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. They were kind of, and I didn't do anything. It was because the kid almost hit her with the car, and then she said, "Well, watch where you're going." And the kid looked at her and goes, "Watch where you're going, or else I'm gonna get." I was the big one. I'm gonna get Pantelis here to smack you. And I was like, I didn't say it. She said it. And then the kid continued. We went to the little terraces, the restaurants, we're chilling. And then an older guy came and said to me, "Did you mess with my brother?" And I was like, "Who the fuck's your brother?" He's talking. I was like, "No, bro. Why would I mess with a child?" And then her again, she started yapping, the stupid bitch. "Yeah, you're fucking." I'm like, "Oh, Jesus fucking Christ." Yeah.
God damn.
Stupid bitches.
I don't know her, but she's a fat bitch.
She's a fat bitch.
Even if she's thin. She's
yeah, but the
thin,
whole thing, and then people
bitch.
Were telling, because I go, "Can I fight these guys?" And then people from the restaurant are like, no, you sit here. We're going to call the cops to come. Like, they're fucking crazy. He goes,
"Really?
They're a gang." Like, they're a gang. They're a criminal gypsy gang. He goes, they are. The guy's not joking. He's going to stab you.
God damn.
I was like, what
with
the fuck?
A dirty knife.
Yeah.
It's probably not that sharp.
Yeah, but I was like,
it probably
what the
hurts
fuck?
Even more. Like, I've never been stabbed, but I think a good quality sharp knife hurts less than a shitty gypsy knife.
Yeah, it was the only time it was like.
Oh yeah, if it's blunt, it's gonna hurt
maybe.
More.
Yeah, because you gotta fucking put pressure.
It was the only time I've ever felt like. I never really felt fear or whatever, but it was the only time I was like, "Oh fuck!" Like I'm basically alone. Like my cousins aren't gonna do anything. Everyone's scared.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking get stabbed by gypsies.
Yeah, basically.
Because my cousin's cousin doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nah, but the gypsies in our village weren't. They were hardcore, but not that.
But this
hardcore.
Was in Arta, so it was a city. It was a little city. So the city gypsies, you know, like they have little gangs and shit.
Yeah. No, us it was Country gypsies.
Country gypsies. Yeah.
Country gypsies are like country bumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically like us, they would work in the fields a lot, and if they didn't listen, they would get beat up a lot.
Yeah,
so.
City gypsies, scary.
Yeah, different redneck. Story. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
guys had redneck gypsies.
Yeah. Basically,
you
yeah.
had the Tiger King of gypsies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he had.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you want the Tiger King podcast, this summer, live at the Bell Center, July 22nd, is Mike Ward Suzakud, Guinness
Still
record.
Still 1,000 tickets left for all of you fat bitches.
Yeah, you can fit in these chairs.
We're afraid. We have the big fat seats.
We have the big fat seats ready for you. Tickets are on sale right now. There are still tickets left. Centrebragg.com is the link.
Super
Links
cheap,
are in the description.
$22 plus tax and service Nothing. Fees. So it's $30 all in.
That's fucking amazing. Yeah. They didn't let me choose any prices for the shows that I'm on this summer. They just put whatever prices they want.
Yeah. No, I that was my thing. I told them, let me decide.
You have more pull than me.
Yeah.
I don't have any pull.
I'm not a fat bitch.
But if you speak French, you can come watch me. Three shows. One is The Rebel, the nasty show in French with yes. a crazy lineup, a special guest that has yet to be announced. You can probably imagine who
what
that guest might be.
That?
That's the 28th of July.
28th of July.
On the 21st. At Place des Arts. And At Place des Arts, different venue inside there. The 21st and the 23rd is my hour. Pantel is the last of the real ones. Pantel is le dernier des vrais. That is going to happen in French as well, the full hour. And tickets are on sale right now. The mobile, I've noticed, on mobile, if you try to buy on an Android, doesn't work. So everyone's been complaining that they have to go on the computer or ask their friend with an iPhone. I'm sorry about that. I've complained for 2 weeks.
Fuck.
So please try to go to a computer if you're trying to buy tickets. Poseidon is online, DPoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram. But if you want to support him and you want to support our antics, head over to patreon.com/pantelis for all our buffoonery. Thank you guys, and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.